When I was 8 years old, I suffered a nosebleed so profuse and generous, I bolted from the schoolyard and sought solace in the first-class countryside of Norfolk. Nosebleeds were a pretty common feature of my childhood, caused variously by physical exercise, spicy food, bright sunlight, embarrassment, dairy, shouting, hearing or doing, and fiddling with my nose. And my school friends were wise to it. More impressively, they'd worked out that they could induce a hemorrhage themselves by tethering me to the roundabout with a strap of my own school bag and letting the centrifugal force do the rest.